Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I was begging the Mets to sign Springer. God forbid you get a center fielder. They needed a center fielder. This is 5 years ago, BT. They need, and there's receipts to prove it. They needed a center fielder. The guy was a proven commodity. I'm begging them to sign Springer. They had a shortstop at Andrés Giménez. Instead, they decided not to get Springer. And Andy Martino just wrote a column about this on SNY.TV, explaining why they didn't get Springer. Alderson apparently wanted Springer. They hired Porter and by the way, it said in the article that the Mets and Steve Cohen met with Theo Epstein. I don't remember that being the case. Well, whatever, maybe it was, and I forget about it. But this is when Cohen first took over the team as owner. Alderson was the president. They met with Theo Epstein, didn't see it a fit. They go on to hire Porter, who he got ousted real quick, and Zach Scott was the assistant, who then got bumped up. Alderson wanted Springer because he knew they needed a center fielder. He's from the area in Connecticut.
But UConn, I think, right?
Yeah, Springer. Whatever. He was interested. I know he's from Connecticut. Sure, I don't know where he went to school. Yeah. So, whatever. He was interested. The guy's a gamer. Won the MVP of the World Series in 2017. Like, how can you not want a guy like that? And plus, you needed the center field. He only got $150 million over 6 years. Instead, Zach Scott and Porter suggested to Alderson that they go trade for Lindor. Alderson took their advice, like a good president should probably do, right? All right, I hired you guys to do a job. Sure, you want to go this way? Sure. They get Lindor, so they trade a cheaper shortstop, who's, by the way, been proven to be a good player. They don't get, I wanted Springer and Realmuto. They end up with Lindor. They pay Nimmo significantly more than they're paying Springer. I mean, you guys got to be kidding me. If I were in the front office, we'd already have a ring. Good God. You needed this, and you're still looking for a center fielder. You still don't have one all these years later. Holy cow, it's infuriating.
Well, you can root for Springer in the World Series. He'll deliver a chip for you.
I mean,
take half of it.
What an awesome
moment. He's a baller, man.
Yeah, he's always been.
I think he played, because I remember talking to Maz about this. I'm pretty sure Springer played collegiately with Lee's son at UConn.
Oh, okay.
Who was also a high draft pick. I think maybe a first or a second rounder. Yeah, Springer's a ball player. We use the term ball player.
$150 million, dude. $600 million. Maybe got 8 for $180. Whatever. Like, what are we killing? Who are you kidding?
He's tough. He can hit. Oh. He's got wheels. He's an energy guy. I'm a fan because he's a Blue Jay, but big time ball player, no doubt.
And congratulations are in order. I was almost going to start the show with that, but I know we want to talk some football here. Congratulations.
For what?
You finally got to see Donnie baseball get to the World Series.
I saw that, and how do I react to that, man? You know, I don't want to say it means nothing because I love Mattingly, and I just want him to be happy.
Yeah,
but he's wearing the wrong uniform. He's not even the manager. He's not playing. Like,
should have been with the Yankees, dude. That's the, whether it be as a player or as a manager. But the Yankees didn't want that. They don't want him.
And I don't think that they want Posada. I don't think that they want the old guard hanging around for whatever stupid reason. I'd like them to get over that. But if you're Mattingly and the quest to, you know, finally get to the playoffs as a player, which he finally did, would have been there in 94, the strike, 95, got there, hit 417. We know what happened. Retires, Tino comes in, they win. But when you're, you know, a 60-whatever-year-old coach, this doesn't scratch the itch of getting to the World Series, does
no,
it?
No, I couldn't disagree more.
Really?
Think about it.
I'm just thinking of me,
okay,
like,
yeah, but
as
think
a
about
player.
It. Put yourself in his spot. Okay, there's only so much you could do as a player, right? We know his career as a player. Great player. Unfortunately, didn't happen. And that's something that's going to bother you forever, especially when you leave and they go on to have a dynasty years later. But still, as a baseball lifer, mm-hmm. even being a manager, whatever, you know what I mean? With the Dodgers, with the Marlins, being a coach, maybe toward the end, at least experiencing being in the World Series and being a part of it and having that patch on your uniform or hat. Mm. Like, he's gonna partake in the World Series.
That's a huge deal. I guess I don't look at it that way, but that's a pretty sensible way to look at it. I mean, he's a baseball man. So for a baseball man to finally get there, even if he's not batting third, playing first base. Now, that my point was it's not the same. Marginalized it to the point where it meant nothing.
I'm not saying it's the same.
But, yeah, I can respect that.
You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can.
Baseball life
just
to be in the World Series.
I can respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Especially a guy who was as good as he was and on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately.
Let's go Dodgers.
It should be. I'm rooting for the Dodgers, too.
Yeah, I can't have Toronto win. You can't.
I think we're going to be in the minority here, though.
I mean, I don't worry about who I'm going to root for. I can't have the Toronto Blue Jays win a World Series before the Yankees.
Because of the Yankee trash talking on?
Well, just
who
because
cares?
They're in the division.
The Blue Jays, it's been 32 years, about time.
Touch them all, Joe.
Yeah, their fans are taking bows like, oh, okay, big deal. You're going to get squashed by the Dodgers anyway. Taking bows, you made it to the World Series. That's great. I did feel bad for Seattle, though. Because think about this game for Seattle. You have a 2-0 lead. You've never been to a World Series, and then in Game 7, your stars, both Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh, go deep. You're up 3-1 late.
Stuff.
Oh, dude, that is just
Woo,
a brutal loss.
You go Kirby, you go Woo. Oh. That's a tough one. I mean, imagine, and they were showing videos of one of the bars in Seattle, I think when they were up 3-1. Was it after Raleigh's home run? Could you imagine never, and the key thing is never having been there.
Never gotten to
you're
a World
Series.
You're
in a bar, here we go, this is our
game
year,
seven,
let's go.
As far as they've ever been, up 3-1, your star's doing the job.
Yeah, maybe never even a game seven, as you said before, never a game seven.
Oh,
I don't recover from that.
Sports fandom, dude.
Yeah, they lost the Sonics.
That's torture, man. That is torture. All right, BT and Sal, the fan, will come back, reset, get back to your Giants calls here. Also working the Knicks ahead of their season opener tomorrow. Some interesting comments from a former player of Mike Brown about the new head coach of the Knicks. We'll get to that. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.